Deirdre Clune, the European Parliament bated a very important anniversary, the Istanbul Convention, and how it tackles domestic violence and violence against women. And Ireland has yet to ratify it. Can you give us an update on our situation?
Yeah, I can. The Istanbul Convention is an international convention designed to ensure that every country who signs up to it will put structures in place to protect women from violence. And as we know, it's been a very difficult year for women in terms of the hashtag MeToo campaign was mentioned in the debate today. 1 year on since Europe as a whole has signed up to it, haven't ratified it fully because not all countries have ratified it. 19 have fallen short, and Ireland is one of those 19 countries. We haven't ratified it, but that's because we put a lot of steps in place to ensure we can ratify it. The latest was the domestic violence bill last month and the victims of crime bill that was introduced and passed by the Dáil last November. So they're major planks in terms of putting structures in place to protect women against violence, to give sure that there is structures in place should they want to speak to somebody, get support in terms of protecting them from their aggressor. There's a vast array of protections that have to be put in place. Ireland is moving there. We're one step short in terms of it's an international convention and sharing information internationally, but it's a very small part. And I'm very happy that many of the measures required of the Istanbul Convention are now being put in place in Ireland. We want every country to do it, and it's not just about the EU. The European Europe is a broader international convention that covers many countries, and if every country could sign up to the provisions of the Istanbul Convention, as it's known, then I think the world would be a much safer place for women.
And it's an important signal as well to women about their place in society and the protections that are there in an increasingly violent world, really.
Absolutely, yeah, it's very important, and I think the point was made very strongly. Just because you have the strength and the power doesn't mean that it's okay, and that violence against women, whatever shape or form, has to be frowned on. Women have to be protected, and structures have to be put in place to ensure the perpetrators of those crimes are convicted and brought to justice, and also that women are given the safety and the security that they can come forward and know that they themselves and their families and their children will get the support of their state.